In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Martin O'Malley touted Maryland's emergence from the Great Recession. During an address to a joint session of lawmakers in Annapolis, he noted that the state had worked to end the $1.7 billion structural deficit through spending cuts and tax hikes. But O'Malley noted that needed transportation projects were still left on the table, leaving many Marylanders idling on the state's congested highways. And the governor said it was time to act.
We could be creating thousands of jobs and alleviating traffic congestion at the same time. We can figure this out together for every citizen of our state, and we can do it now and in this session, or all of us are going to waste more time and money sitting in more and worse traffic. To govern is to choose.
Governor lost an effort to hike the gas tax last year and has hinted that an increase in the sales tax might be an alternative this year. But Republican delegate Andrew Serafini made it clear in the GOP response that was a non-starter.
We do disagree that imposing a gas tax is required to meet that goal.
And the Washington County Republican chided the administration for using money from the Highway Trust Fund to shore up the state budget during the recession.
The reality is we have enough money for infrastructure if we let the trust fund do what it was created to do. Republicans will be proposing a constitutional amendment to protect the Transportation Trust Fund from future raids.
Governor Martin O'Malley also urged the General Assembly to approve legislation that would lead to the development of offshore wind energy.
Moving forward with offshore wind could make Maryland the new regional manufacturing hub for wind turbines. We will create jobs and we will generate abundant and clean renewable energy, but only if we choose. Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, members of the General Assembly, let's get this done this year, shall we?
Governor has proposed a framework that would create an incentive for companies to invest in offshore wind energy, but it would result in as much as a $1.50 increase in monthly electricity bills for Maryland residents. Republicans in their response clearly opposed his plan, with Serafini urging the governor to emphasize other alternative energy sources.
The governor's offshore wind proposal will cost Maryland electricity customers $4 billion over the next 20 to 25 years. We would like to see the governor pursue alternative energy sources that can already be found in Maryland, like our untapped natural gas reservoirs.
But perhaps the most contentious issue is the governor's proposal to ban assault rifles in the wake of the Connecticut elementary school shootings that left 20 children dead.
I ask you to ban the sale of military assault weapons in Maryland.
And the governor added,
I ask you to require a license for the purchase of all handguns, but not hunting rifles.
Republicans strongly oppose such a ban. Serafini said there were other ways to protect the state's school children.
There is nothing in the administration's proposal that would have prevented the tragedy in Connecticut. My Republican colleagues have proposed legislation that will make our schools safer and attempt to reduce gun violence. We believe this can be accomplished without limiting the Second Amendment rights guaranteed to our citizens in the United States Constitution.
Finally, despite strong GOP opposition, this could be the year that Governor Martin O'Malley will finally get the death penalty repealed.
But when we realize that something isn't working and it's also expensive, we should stop doing it. The death penalty is expensive and it does not work, and we should stop doing it.
And the governor said that it was not only costly, but racially biased. There are five inmates on death row, and the death penalty has been put on hold while the state comes up with protocols demanded by the courts. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.